Hey everyone, we're back. This is Merle Hazard, and you're listening to Crime City Radio. This is episode 5, Smackdown. Arlie isn't here. We'll have to manage without her. And also, last episode we promised this one would be about names and numbers. Well, it's not, sorry. We blame work. This episode, instead, will be a quick recap of the playoffs and also looking into the European SmackDown coming in just a month. Last episode was in July. This is February, and since then, our beloved A-Team has been back in the US of A to play in the WFTDA Division 1 playoffs. They did awesome and finally beat Stockholm. A nice revenge for the last couple of Swedish championship finals. Crime City ended up at 6th place in the bracket, going up 2 places from our 8th seed going into the playoffs. And also the playoffs reflected nicely on our rankings, and we are, as of December 2015, ranked at number 25. That's 5 places up from our June ranking. The biggest bouts in playoffs ranking-wise were the first one against Ohio, which gave us a bit over 500 game points, and the last one against Dallas, which, even though we lost it, gave us over 650 game points. So like I said, we're firmly in Division 1 right now, and I'm reminded of something Master Blaster said in the interview from the last episode, and that's this.
But for right now, a lot of European teams are going to the US. Mm-hmm. And it, of course, takes a lot of time and money and effort. And for teams to do that, to go fetch the points in the US and then come back and share them, might not really be sustainable right now. Do you think, do you have any thoughts on...
It's not... After... So last year, it was absolutely necessary. This year, it was partway necessary. And I think next year, it won't be at all.
And that brings me to the real topic of today's episode, the European SmackDown. Now, March 5th and 6th will be a huge weekend for Derby fans, as we'll see the 5 highest-ranked European teams, as well as 20th-ranked Detroit, fight it out right here in Malmö. This year, just as Master Blaster predicted, we won't have to go to the US to meet properly ranked teams. They'll come to us. And this is, of course, thanks to the fact that Europe now has 5 teams in Division 1 instead of just London. And yeah, talking about London, they're playing the SmackDown. They are ranked at number 3 right now, with a strength factor of 6.19. Now, they've been playing at the highest possible level for years now. They stormed through their playoff bracket and narrowly lost by just 12 points to would-be champions Rose City in the championships. Rose, who of course beat us by 381 points at playoffs. London against Crime City is the last bout of the European SmackDown, and it's bound to be a classic. The next team down the rankings is Stockholm, ranked 17, with a strength factor of 3.32. No closer presentation needed, really, but since I'm already talking, Stockholm lost to us in the playoffs, went on to beat Sun State of Browns Plains, Australia, to end up at 7th place, 2 places down from their 5th seed going in. A Crime City won't be playing Stockholm at SmackDown, but we'll always have Elitserien, right? Detroit is the next team, ranked 20th, like I said. Strength factor of 3.23. They entered and, just like Crime City, finished at 6th place in their playoff bracket, losing to hosts and would-be runners-up Jacksonville, as well as Tampa, and beating our old friends from Beach Brawl, the Charlottesville Derby Dames, on the way. We can also note that Detroit played Stockholm at the 2015 East Coast Derby Extravaganza in June and lost by 97 points. Detroit Crime City is the last bout of the first day of SmackDown, and it feels like a game that is up for grabs. I can't predict the winner there. Next up in the rankings, Crime City. Ranked 25, strength factor of 2.99. So, yeah, I'll come back to Crime City as we're getting closer to the end of the episode. I've been talking about the playoffs and, yeah. Glasgow, you're up. Ranked 29, strength factor 2.72. Glasgow played in the same playoff bracket as Detroit and London and entered as the seventh seed. They lost their first two games against, well, guess what? Charlottesville and Tampa before beating Pike's Peak to end up at ninth place. Crime City last played Glasgow in 2012 and won by 26 points. Glasgow is the first team out for Crime City at SmackDown on the first day. And last but in no way least, Helsinki, ranked 33, strength factor of 2.67. They played at the playoffs in Omaha, entered and finished in 7th place, losing to Angel City and Boston and beating No Coast and Queen City on the way. Helsinki played London as well as Stockholm last year and lost both games. The last time Helsinki played Crime City was here in Malmö at the WFTDA European Tournament, and they won by 47 points. As far as I can see, Crime City hasn't beaten Helsinki since just after the beginning of time, which is to say in 2011. But we'll try again as the teams meet at SmackDown's second day. Those are the teams playing at SmackDown, I'll just share some final thoughts. London is the only team of the teams at SmackDown with a strength factor significantly higher than Crime City's. The other ones are more closely ranked, and it will take a higher point difference to actually gain enough ranking points to make a big difference. But we don't have to win big to keep from losing points either, and we'll get the sanction bouts we need to stay in the rankings without having to go to the US or anywhere else to Baltiska Hallen. I'm thinking a reasonable goal might be to avoid losing too big to London, try and win the rest of the games by a fair margin, and aim a couple of places higher in the rankings to get a better seed at playoffs this fall. So yeah, that's the episode for this time. It's great to be back, and we'll be back again sooner this time. So take care out there. Bye.